My name is Simon Cox, the date is the 5th of October 2009, and the time is 5:10 in the morning, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from today?
Cordelia Price, 26, and London, hailing from London.
How long have you been?
Well, I suppose Staffordshire. I grew up in Staffordshire and have lived in London for 5 years now.
What prompted the move to London?
I graduated from university and always knew that I was going to come down and live in London, so that's it really. I'm just kind of taking up the coming and working in the big bad city and enjoying it really. That's it.
Where did you go to university and what did you study?
I went to Bristol University and studied ancient history there.
Why ancient history?
Honestly, I wanted to go to a good university. I didn't get as brilliant grades as I perhaps could have done, and I selected all the courses that I could do with my grades at a good university and then ran my finger up and down and stopped it, and it stopped at on this list at Ancient History in Bristol. So that's how I did it, and I loved it, so it worked very well.
And how, apart from the course, how did you find your time at Bristol?
I loved Bristol. Bristol's an amazing city and really fun, vibrant, and kind of just the perfect mix of city versus countryside, so it's great. So
after leaving university, what did you do?
I, despite trying rather hard to go away for a year travelling with no money, and kind of discovered that wasn't really possible, so came straight down to London in September after graduating in August, I guess, and just sort of started looking for jobs then and there, but didn't really have any idea what I was going to do, so it's a bit of a roundabout way of finding out what I'm doing now, which I still don't really know.
So what have you been doing in the meantime?
I have been working for various different creative agencies as a digital account manager, so working to create online campaigns and for various different clients, websites, that sort of thing.
And how do you finding those jobs?
It's been a huge learning curve because I started out with absolutely no knowledge of anything like that, and over the years gained quite learned a huge amount about the industry, and it's always changing, and there's always new things, and there's always new ways to communicate with people, that's been really fascinating to watch and work out how to what the best way to communicate with various different audiences is. It's been very interesting.
And can you see this career progressing, or would you like to try something different?
Well, at the moment, I've sort of taken some time out, and I think I may carry on in the same vein. I might go a different way altogether. I'd like to go away and do the travelling that I didn't manage to do after university, and have a bit of a think about things. And you know, I don't know. I might carry on with it. I might do something completely different. I might open a cake shop. I haven't decided yet. So yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned the travelling, which you haven't been able to do. Where would you like to go?
A couple of different things. I'd like to go to Italy, probably Rome. I'd like to live there for a while and get my Italian dance act better than it is at the moment. And then I'd like to go to Cambodia and Vietnam. And then I realised that I had friends who lived all over the world, which I hadn't taken advantage of. So I then potentially Beijing, Singapore, New York. The list is endless, but the money will run out at some point. I have to find the money first, so yeah.
Well, you've mentioned Rome. Why would you like to sort of live in Rome particularly?
Well, I spent some time there in my gap year after I finished school in, well, not in Rome, in Florence, and figured that if I wanted to go back and spend more time in Italy, Florence is an incredible city, but it's quite small, and I'd need somewhere slightly bigger to keep me entertained if it was going to be for a longer period of time. And it's such an amazing place with so much history, and I obviously studied ancient history as well, so to kind of go back and live amongst that would be pretty incredible.
Where else did you get to go when you, or what else did you do on your gap year?
I also went to Ghana and taught in a school in Accra, in the capital city. I lived there for just about 4 months, which was a really phenomenal time. I studied as well. So just in Oxford, did a course there and sort of worked in order to pay to go away to Ghana.
What was so special about Ghana?
Ghana is, well, it was a world away from anything I'd actually experienced before then. I'd never been to Africa, and it was one of those really strange experiences where I was terrified to go, and then I got on an aeroplane, and for 7 or 8 hours or whatever it was, I sat on this BA flight and was really comfortable and watched a film and ate a nice meal and completely forgot that I was going to end up kind of in a totally different world. And that's exactly what happened. I got out of the aeroplane and waited for the engine to sort of stop spinning so that the heat would, because I knew I was standing in the sort of blast of the engines, and then I realised that actually that was just the temperature that it was, and it wasn't going to change. The Ghanaian people were the most welcoming and friendly and abrupt people you would ever meet. They were so keen to help you and so interested in what you were doing. Just living in Africa, living in Accra was incredible, and living with a family with 3 little children and just kind of sharing their day-to-day life was pretty special. Very basic, very, very, very basic, and very different to the other volunteers who went out at the same time as me, who kind of had slightly more of the slightly more luxuries, running water being one of them. But it was absolutely the most humbling and brilliant experience. So yeah, is it really?
Did you think you changed during this period?
Totally. But it's one of those things that you you have this reevaluation of everything. It's a bit like, you know Paris Hilton went to jail for drink driving or whatever it was, and she came out wearing this Jimmy Woo little dress and promised to change the world and all the rest of it, and then a week later was partying again. And not that I ever want to compare myself to Paris Hilton, but it is a little bit like that. You just reassess absolutely everything and how much you need and how much you consume and how other people live and what is totally unnecessary in your life, and what you should be doing to make other people's lives better. And you come back from a time like that and you're determined to keep up and to keep all these thoughts and things that you've learnt kind of at the front of your mind, and then slowly but surely you're sucked back into the sort of materialistic day-to-day values of the UK and London and, well, university. I went straight to university, so actually sort of it was a bit it's bit embarrassing, really. You know, you just become a sort of Larry student and you sort of forget everything that you've learnt. And but I do remember it, and I do think it was a really incredible time, and it certainly made me more aware of things had I not have gone. So it's very important.
Did you find there was a sort of a big leap between school to university at all?
I guess I found it not too bad. Everyone's terrified when they go to university, but I took a year out in between and I had some time to grow up and work out who I was a little bit before I got to university. So, I mean, meeting new people is scary, but it's I don't think I found it as difficult as other people did.
And whilst at university, apart from your course, did you get involved in any societies or sports?
I signed up for real tennis at the freshers there, but that was only because I thought the guy who was on the freshers' stool was good looking. I never turned up. I was in the swimming club. I did pottery. Probably all sorts of other things as well, but I can't really remember any of it because it's quite a long time ago, which is a bit embarrassing. I can't really remember. Sorry.
Well, just to take you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
I knew what the fourth plinth was about and that it was changing projects, and I knew of Anthony Gormley's work. I really enjoyed seeing all the different statues all over the sort of London skyscraper. That was really, really sort of fantastic way of seeing art in London. And I'm not sure how I found out about it. I guess just through the news. And I just thought it was a really brilliant project, but I had no intention of getting involved in it. And it was only when somebody at my old job suggested getting a group of people to do it that I thought, well, why not? And then the second I applied, I went, oh no, I can't believe I've done this. I don't want to do it at all. So I forgot about it. And then I got an email to say, you've kind of been drawn, which was a bit of a shock, basically. yeah, there we go.
So now you're here, how are you feeling?
I'm not really awake, so I guess there's a sort of certain numbness. I'm not really sure what I'm whittering on about, so I think I'm going to regret all the things I've said later on. I can't really think more than about 15 minutes ahead, so I haven't got to the point of getting up on the plinth yet in terms of mental preparation, but I didn't sleep a wink last night, so I thought about all of it then, and we'll see. I'll just get up there and do it.
And what are you going to be doing with your hour?
I think because for me it's more about taking part in an Anthony Gormley project and being able to stand on the fourth plinth and to look back and say that I've done it. It's not a big performance thing. I don't really like the idea of standing up in front of lots of people. So I'm going to take the time to kind of do it for myself. I'm going to take pictures and sketch, and I don't think anybody else has got that aspect of Trafalgar Square, unless they've stood up on the fourth plinth. So I'm going to kind of put together that and pass the time and say hello to people if I know them. That's it, really.
And you mentioned sketching. Are you a big fan of sort of drawing at all?
Oh, I would say that it's something I really enjoyed, but I haven't done for a long time, so I'm not going to be showing anybody my sketches.
And outside of work in the plinth, what other interests do you have?
Sort of all arts based, really. music, sort of classical and sort of modern music, theatre, film, kind of anything that's going to keep me entertained, sort of. And obviously London's a great place for that, so just anything and everything, really. I'd love to say I was a really sporty character, but I'm not. So, although I did try wakeboarding the other day and that was amazing. I really enjoyed that.
Why did you like it so much?
Because I think against all the odds, I actually managed to stand up, and I slightly surprised myself in that. It was amazing just to be in the water and kind of not really just be... I think it was just quite an exhilarating experience. I wasn't very good at it, and I couldn't move for the next day because I think I've pulled every single muscle in my body, but it was really good fun.
And what would you say is important in your life?
My family is the most important thing to me. My friends, I suppose just trying to make people happy, kind of, that's pretty much it, really. there's lots of other things, but those are the things that kind of spring to mind. My family, most important thing.
When you say your family, who do you mean?
My immediate family is my mother, father, and two sisters. My dog Ambrose, who is pretty much the most amazing dog in the world ever, and then extended family, kind of lots of cousins who live all over the world and doing exciting things. Yeah.
Just one final question, just going to ask if you can, just to sort of generally paint a picture of yourself at this moment of time in your life.
I guess at a junction, I don't know, not really knowing where to go next. Still young enough to make decisions which could potentially change my life quite a lot, whether it's going away or changing a career or making the decision to stay and do the same career. Pretty selfish at the moment, don't have to depend on anybody other than myself, and I don't have anybody to depend on, or to depend on me even. It's not true, I probably depend on my family quite a lot. And so not exactly in a kind of an not exactly going in a straight direction at the moment. About to make the next step, whatever that might be.
Thank you.